Alrighty. Good afternoon, everyone. Everyone have the source sheets? The handout?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We are up to the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis.
Sorry, did you say that again?
Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis 117b. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors. Greatly appreciated. I have. I'm good. Anyone else need? It's an extra? Anyone not get a packet? Makoros? Kuf Yud Zayin 117b, the Mishnah. We are in the heart of the Pesach Seder. Timing could not be better as we are approaching Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Yontif. We've really seen exactly how the Seder evolved from the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Halacha, and so on. I'm sorry that we're not going to have time to finish the Perek before Pesach, but we're almost there. So the Mishnah says the following, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Mazgu L'Ko Shlishi. We're up to the third cup. We've gone through the whole Pesach Seder from Kadesh Urchatz, from Kiddush, until we're up to the third cup. Mazgalo koshlishi, they pour the third cup. Mavarach al-mazono, what does Mavarach al-mazono mean? Benching. The benching is on the third cup. Then, Revi, you pour the fourth cup. V'gomer alav es ha-halal, v'omer alav birchas hashir. In the fourth cup, you say halal over, and you recite the birchas hashir. The Gemara is going to get into a debate. What is birchas hashir? What does that mean? We'll get to in a moment. The Mishnah says, "Bein akosa salalu, between the first two cups, imrotu lishtos yishta. If you get thirsty between the first two cups, between the cup of Kiddush, and then you say all of Magid, until you get to the second kos, which comes before you eat, and you get thirsty, you're allowed to continue to drink. You want to drink wine in between the first two cups, you can. But bein shlishi l'revi'i, between the third cup and the fourth cup, you are not allowed to drink. Not allowed to drink." So what is the issue with interrupting between the third and fourth cup? You're allowed to interrupt between the first and second. You're not allowed to interrupt between the third and the fourth. So look at the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam as follows. Everyone see the Rashbam halfway down the middle of the big lines? He understands it between the first two cups and the last two cups. Now, the simple understanding is between the first two cups. But here he says between the first two cups and the last two cups, which is understandable that you're drinking. So I'm sorry. Bein kosa salalu, let's read again. Bein kosa salalu, between the first two cups and the second pair of cups, imrotu lishtos yishta, bein shlish l'revi, lo yishta. Now that may seem obvious to us, because what do we do between the first two cups and the third? We have the Suda. So the Mishnah says if you want to drink wine as part of that Suda, you can. But between the third and the fourth, you can't. Says the Rashbam, Ben Gimel Adal lo yishta wine. Matzasi the Gemara Yerushalmi. Says the Rashbam, I found out in the Yerushalmi, Lama lo yishta, why can you not drink? Kedesha lo yishtaker. The Sula Matzah lo meimar halal. Because if you drink more wine between the third and the fourth cup, you're going to get drunk. And you won't be able to say hello. But if we allow you to drink between the first two cups and the third, you will have already knocked out a few bottles over dinner, over Shulchan Aruch, so you're already drunk. We answer, no, yayin shebesocha mazon ain't a mashaker. Shalachar mazon yashaker. When you drink wine as part of the meal, you don't get drunk. Because the food that you're eating absorbs the wine that you're drinking, and the wine doesn't have the impact. But after you're done eating, where it's not going down the chute simultaneously, then the wine has the capacity and the function of making you drunk. So when you drink after the meal, you're good to go. When you drink before the meal, you're not mashaker. I'm sorry, when you drink after the meal, you're mashaker. Before the meal and during the meal, you're not. Now the Mishnah was ambiguous. Mishnah said, "Bein kosos halalu." Which are the kosos halalu? Imrotu lishtos yishte, ben shlishi l'revi lo yishte. So which are the halalu? So does the halalu mean between the first two cups and the third, or between the first and the second cup? So from our Mishnah, it's clear that you could drink more wine between the first two cups and the third. But can you also interrupt to drink more wine between the first and the second? So the Rashbam says, from the fact that the Mishnah didn't say you can't, you can deduce that you can. The Mishnah only said don't interrupt between the third and the fourth. It did not say you can't interrupt between the first and the second. So it only explicitly says you can interrupt between the second and the third. And it explicitly says you can't interrupt between the third and the fourth. What about between the first and the second, which is not explicit in either direction? So the Rashbam's opinion is, since it doesn't explicitly say you can't, then you can deduce that you can. So for the Rashbam, what's the issue with drinking? Why are you not allowed to interrupt between the third and the fourth? Because shikar. You're going to get drunk, as many people do. Forget adding extra interruptions, just the four cups alone. I don't know, we're not accustomed. Phil Zimmerman's gone already. My Frenchman is gone. But we, other than Phil Zimmerman, we're not accustomed to drink wine. I'm not knocking on Phil. But Frenchmen, people who are used to drinking wine as a beverage, as a soft drink. So four cups, for us, four cups is a lot. People get drunk. But Kal Vachomer, if you add more cups, so you wouldn't get, you'd never finish the Seder. So in order to finish the Seder sober, they prohibit. That's the Rashbam's reason.
Rabbi, shouldn't it be that after you have the afikoma, you're not supposed to have anything?
Correct, but... But this is... This is after the afikoma. Correct. You're not allowed to eat after the afikoma, but what about drinking? You're having a third and a fourth cup.
Yeah.
So clearly you are having something after the afikoma. So you might say the third and fourth cup are a chova. You can't have a drink that's a reshus. But that's not the Rashbam. The Rashbam's reason why you can't interrupt between the third and the fourth, you can't have another drink, is shem yishtaker, alcohol. Tosos gives a different reason. So Tosos, the second Tosos, Revi Omer Alav Halo Gadol. So just, we're not going to read the whole Tosos, but he quotes 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up. Afilu lefi ha-meforshim, ben shlishi l'revi lo yishte, shelo yivat el tam matzah. So he says, the reason why you can't drink the third and fourth cup is what Bob just said. You're going to have the afikomen, and you shouldn't be mevatel the tam matzah with extra wine. You're already going to drink, but the yayin will be mevatel the tam matzah. So according to that, says Tosfos, b'mayim lo mayri, el b'yayin dumya, bein rishon l'sheni yishter, the mayri b'yayin. So that may not apply to water. In other words, let's say you're really thirsty. Can you drink water between the third and fourth cup?
Yes.
The Mishnah said you can't drink wine. Did it include all drinks? So according to Rashbam, that the whole reason is you're going to get drunk,
so you can drink water.
If the reason is you might even vata la tam matzah, maybe another drink, and maybe not water, but maybe a soda, would also be mevata la tam matzah. So Tosas and Rashbam have a machlokas, what is the reason you're not allowed to drink? Rav Asher Weiss, Shalita, our distinguished guest from earlier this year, the Halakha Minchas Asher, so he writes the following. It's the first page in your handout. And he gives another reason between the Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosos. Says Rav Asher Weiss, Rashi and Rashbam write that the four cups of wine we drink at the Pesach Seder parallel the four expressions of redemption, that the Pasuk says there are four synonyms for the way Hashem takes us out, and therefore we drink Dalet Kosos. Rashi and Rashbam, they're quoting a Yerushalmi, that this is the reason we drink Dalet Kosos. By the way, as an aside, those who went to
people,
I'm on the first page of the handout, the other side. So those who take people of the book, and were there when we studied Rav Menachem Kasher. So Rav Kasher was of the opinion in his Haggadah Shlema that there's a fifth lashon of Geula. It's not just Ve'otzesi, I'll take you out; Ve'itzalti, I'm going to save you; Ve'gaalti, I'm going to redeem you; Ve'lakachti, I'll take you. But it's Ve'evesi. Ve'evesi is the fifth lashon. There's a whole debate. Is that the origin of the Kos Elio, the fifth Lashon? I once gave a Shabbos to Gadol Drasha, Kos Elio. That's probably not the reason, even though people think it is, of why we have a Kos Elio. But Rav Menachem Kasher, who lived during the time of the founding of the State of Israel, he said, Vehevesi means I'm going to bring you into the land. So he argued, he went to the chief rabbinate of Israel, and he argued that we've merited to fulfill this fifth Lashon of Geula. Ve'evesi, Hashem has brought us back to our homeland. We've been redeemed to that fifth level. And therefore, he sought to institute drinking the fifth cup at the Seder. He writes in his Haggadah Shlema a whole essay, and it's very fascinating to read. Particularly if you, when we did Rav Menachem Kasher in the people of the book, I contrasted the introduction to his Torah Shlema, Sefer Shmos, which was written in the midst of the Holocaust, where he described that everything we're going to comment on throughout the beginning of Sefer Shmos, the Sivlos Mitzrayim, the oppression, the persecution, the hate, the torture, is nothing compared to what we're going through right now. And he writes all about what they were enduring during the Holocaust in the introduction to Haggadah Shlema, to Torah Shlema and Shmos. And you contrast that with his Haggadah Shlema, which is written after the founding of the state, where he says, we've merited to live the fifth Lashon. We need to drink the fifth cup. We've seen it come through.
Wow.
It has not, did not catch on. The chief rabbinate did not agree. Of course, many object because they say Vehevesi doesn't just mean I'll literally bring you into the land, but being in the land is only the fulfillment of the ultimate redemption when we build the Beis HaMikdash, when Mashiach comes. To be in the land is an aschalta de Geula. We believe to be in the land is major progress. It is a step of Geula. It has religious significance to have sovereignty over the land of Israel. But if you simply follow the news of what goes on in Israel every day, then clearly the redemption is not complete in Israel. So Rav Menachem Kasher's suggestion did not catch on. But to read the suggestion at length, the argument, in contrast to the way he wrote during the Holocaust, is very, very powerful. So Rav Asher Weiss suggests the following. We're in the second paragraph. One is allowed to drink between the first and second cups of wine, as well as between the second and the third. Where did I get this from? If you could sign up, Rav Asher Weiss, they send out a weekly email with his Dvar Torah that week on the Parsha. So this was on Parsha's Va'era, I think. Yeah, where is this Pasuk? Parsha's Va'era. And this was a few years ago. You could sign up. They send a Hishir in Hebrew and in English, his Dvar Torah on the Parsha. You're allowed to drink between the first and second cups of wine, Paskins like Rashbam, as well as between the second and third, but between the third and fourth, it's forbidden to eat or drink. Why is this so? There are people who think that the redemption is about the physical deliverance from bondage, freedom and liberation from the yoke of the oppressor. For such people, the first three expressions of redemption are sufficient. The fourth one, they are willing to forego. Our sages teach that the first three expressions are not the most significant, and it's permissible to drink between the first and second and third cups. But between the third and the fourth, one cannot eat or drink, because the crux of redemption is the redemption of the soul. It is this redemption for which we are grateful. The salvation of the soul and the closeness to God. Receiving the Beis HaMikdash, having the Divine Presence rest among us. This is the point of redemption. As the Ramban says, quote, the exile did not end until the day the people returned to their place and returned to stature of their forefathers. So a very beautiful idea. Not like the Rashbam, the technical reason that you'll get drunk. And not like Tosfos quoting an opinion that it's a problem of you'll be mevatel the tam matzah. But Rav Asher Weiss suggests more of a homiletical reason. That you might think that leaving Mitzrayim was about physical redemption. We became a secular, political, free, liberated nation. We were in servitude in Egypt. And we were physical free. We were no longer oppressed. And therefore, you'll separate between the third and the fourth language. But no, it's that fourth language of Velakachti. Where is Velakachti? Where did God take us? Velakachti. He took us to Har Sinai. He took us to receive the Torah. So to experience Yetzias Mitzrayim without completing that experience by receiving the Torah is incomplete. There are a million oppressed people, millions of oppressed people all over the world, nations and countries. Kosh Baruch Hu did not turn over the natural order and perform miracle after miracle. He did it with us and for us. And why? Not just to be some redeemed people. He did it to turn us into a covenantal community with a sacred mission to stand at Har Sinai. And that's V'lakachti. So you're not allowed to separate between the first three Lashonos and the fourth. You can separate the first and second, the second and third. But you can't separate between the first three and the fourth. Why? Because without V'lakachti, without standing at Har Sinai, the first three are incomplete. What a beautiful idea. What a beautiful, beautiful idea. And that's what the Ramban says. That the Golos didn't end until we returned to their place and returned to the stature of their forefathers. You know, the Ramban writes, his introduction to Sefer Shmos, you don't have in the source sheets, but the Ramban writes, Sefer Shmos is the story of going from Golos to Geula. Golos to Geula. So they ask him, the Ramban, what do you mean Golos to Geula? When you finish Sefer Shmos, where are we? Where are we? In the Midbar. Where's the Geula? If Geula is Eretz Yisrael, if Geula is Beis HaMikdash, we're not in Eretz Yisrael. If Geula is a geographic location, how could the Ramban describe Sefer Shmos as going from Golos to Geula?
We're on the way.
So the Ramban writes, you have the Torah, but is that Geula? We think classically,
doing the last 2,000 years,
we identify and associate Geula with Eretz Yisrael. Our longing for Geula is to return to Eretz Yisrael.
That's very basic.
So the Ramban writes, there is Geula. Because Geula is Hashras Hashchina. Geula is not a geographic location. It happens to be the permanent place of Asheras Hashchina is in Eretz Yisrael. That's why we long to go there for Geula. But real Geula is Asheras Hashchina. And that's the Velakachti. That's why we only have a portion of Geula. You know, the Medrash says, V'aretz ha'isasov v'vo v'choshech ha'pnei tohom, in the creation story. So Choshech is Galus Yavan, says the Medrash Rabbah. So Yavan was called Galus. Where were we when Galus Yavan happened? Where were we? It's not a trick question. Where were we when Galus Yavan happened? We were in Eretz Yisrael. And yet, Chazal called it Galus. So you see, you can be called Geula in the Midbar, and you can be called Galus in Eretz Yisrael. Because of course there's a component which is about being in our homeland. But it's more than just that. Ultimately, the difference of redemption and exile is God's presence. When there's Ashras Ashchina in the Mishkan, even in the Midbar, that's Geula. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, influenced by the Hellenists, God is absent from His temple, even though you're geographically in Israel, that's Golus. So V'lakachti is to get to the level of Eretz Yisrael, Har Sinai, Hashras Hashchina, and to divide between the first three and the fourth is something which is to miss the boat, and that's why says Rav Asher Weiss, not like the Rashbam, not like Tosfos, a homiletical reason, you're not allowed to interrupt, you're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth cup. Let's see the let's do the first piece of the Gemara and then we'll see the Halacha. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chanan L'Rabba, back in the Gemara, L'Rava. See, we're back in the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, Kuf Yud Zayin on the base. Amalei Rav Chanan L'Rava, Shma Mina, Birchas HaMazon Te'una Kos. So if the third cup, when do we drink the third cup?
The Gemara.
When do we drink the third cup? When we?
Benching.
Not before, after benching. Benching is on the third cup. Benching is on the third cup. So says, I know you've been to a few Siddurim, I'm not worried. Says Rava, what do you see from here? The fact that benching is on the third cup suggests that every time you bench, what should you be doing? Should be benching alha? Alakos? Alakos? So Malay, so Rava says to Rav Chanan, no, that's not evidence. Because Arba Kasi Tikna Rabbanan Derech Eris. The reason we're drinking four cups is because Derech Eris. That's how you observe and celebrate freedom. Four cups of wine. The poor person can't afford wine. Fourth person doesn't have the luxury of enjoying four cups of wine. The poor person can't afford the time to recover from drinking four cups of wine. Four cups of wine is an indulgence. It's the reflection of a comfortable person. Of a comfortable person. They asked me when I had the surgery, are you comfortable? I said, I make a decent living. I've been wanting to use that joke a long time. Okay. So, nothing from you people? Derech Cheres. You drink the four cups of wine in a display of freedom, of Cheres. Kochad v'chad, navid bei mitzvah. So each of the four kosos is in itself a mitzvah. So don't deduce from the fact that the third cup is on benching, that every time you bench, you have to drink. No, you have four cups. Once they had four cups, they're cheres. They assigned the four cups to four parts of the Seder. So benching is an appropriate place to assign one of the four cups. But the reason you're drinking the third cup is not because you've benched. The reason you're drinking is because you have to have four cups. And once you have to have four cups, you assign it to a significant place in the Seder. Look at Rashbam. It says the Rashbam, three lines from the bottom. Shema min abirchas amazim tunakos. Tav meseches brachos no masnisim behedit tunakos. You know, you have a whole parak, you have a whole discussion in Maseches Brachos, maybe we'll learn that next month, that deals with the issue of benching, how you bench, when you bench, Zimun. So there it doesn't mention that you have to bench all the time on a kos. But you see from here that the third cup is on benching, it must be. So we say no. Arba kosos takinu l'rabbanan v'chochad v'chad navi ben mitzvah. Says the Rashbam, last line. Kloma roi sheyase bo mitzvah av b'shar yimos hashanah lo boi kos she'afkan ina kos bo b'shvil birchas hamazon. No, you're making a mistake. Rava turns to Rav Chanan and says, the third cup now is not here because of birchas hamazon. It's here as a function of the four cups. Once you had to drink four cups, they assigned one of the cups to birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon. Let's see the... Go now to page in the handout. Go to page 3. We'll come back. Page 3 is the Rosh. What should come out according to the Gemara's conclusion? Let's say you didn't bench alakos. What do you do? Have you been yotze benching? What happens? You know, the meal was so good, you were so lost in the beautiful Divrei Torah, and you were so intoxicated because you were allowed to drink between the second and third, that you forgot to pour the cup, the third cup. And everyone forgot to bench on the third cup. And now you finished benching, and you didn't have the third cup. Do you have to bench again?
No, you just
was your benching
now.
Fulfilled? Do you make a new bracha now? Can you be yotze the third cup without the benching? What do you do now? Says the Rosh. See on the third page? Rabbeinu Asher. Zog the Rosh with the arrow, the right, top right. So what was Rav Chanan trying to prove? Is that even when you bench alone, benching requires a kos. They go together. You're going to bench, you got to do it a la kos. So says the Rosh, even if you wanted to prove that, you couldn't prove that from here. Why? Because what's the assumption about the Seder? That you're not having the Seder with fewer than three people. And why are you not having the Seder with fewer than three people? Because the Medrash in Tehillim says that whenever you say Hodu, which is what we're about to continue in the Gemara here, that the next part of the Seder is Hallel, Hallel HaGadol, Hodu. When you respond to Hallel, one leads and two respond. So therefore the assumption was there were three. So maybe, even if you wanted to prove something, you could only prove that benching is a la kos when you have a zimun. You never could have proven anyway, says the Rosh, that you'd have to bench on the kos as a yachid. Dilo tema achi shetzarech lachzor achar zimun, alaf biyachid tu na birchas amazon kos, amai kor le dalet kosas, halek elish naim tefina. The kiddush of birchas amazon ba'alma inami is new. Alavadei ba'alma in tzarech lachzor achar shloshu, velo pesach tzarech lachzor. Normally, you don't need to bench, find two other people. If you ate alone, you could bench alone. Pesach, you need to. V'chein kiddush ba'al manami in tzarech ha'kokach lachzor. Achar yayin el yikadish ala pas. V'lali pesach tzarech lachzor achar yayin. V'olam lenogu kach lachzor achar zimun. You know, kiddush too. If you don't have access to wine, you can make kiddush on challah. We spent time talking about that too, earlier in Arvei Pesachim. Pesach, is that option available to you? You make kiddush on the matzah? No, why? Because independent of Kiddush, you also have another mitzvah that you're being Mekayim, which is your Kos Rishon Kiddush. You're drinking Arba Kosos. So again, what the Rosh is trying to show is both for Kiddush and Birchas HaMazon, the Kos is fulfilling a dual role. On the one hand, it's Kiddush and it's benching. On the other hand, those are two out of the Arba Kosos. So you can't prove any general rule about Kiddush or about benching because of the overlap between the dual role that the cup is playing between Kiddush and benching and two of the Dalet Kosas. Okay. And they prove from here, now let's go back to page one. Not the real page one, the page I marked as one, because I added the Rosh Weiss afterwards. So what's the halacha? Simen Tov Ayin Tes. Simen Tov Ayin Tes. Achar kach mozgin lo kos shlishi, the top of the page in the Shulchan Aruch, page labeled one. Achar kach mozgin lo kos shlishi, then you after eat the afikomen, then you pour the third cup. Umavorech ala birchas amazon ubori priyagafim, sayu beseba, and you bench and say bori priyagafim on the third cup, and then you drink the third cup while reclining. V'lo yavorech acharav. And as we know, you can't interrupt between the third and fourth cup. Miu adds the Ramah, Mikosh Lishi Yachalishros Kamapamim, Beakom Mechashim, Shtiachas Afagav Devsik Bentayim. In other words, you don't have to drink the entire third cup in one gulp. You could drink the three cup. You might have thought, if I can't interrupt between the third and the fourth cup, after I take the first sip of the third cup, I can't go back for a second. So comes along the Ramah and says, no. Bless you, that old cup is one unit. You can continue to drink from the third cup. Mitzvah lachzor achar zimun. It's better to have a zimun for the benching of the Seder. V'agalu shebem omar hodu, v'ana, v'achirim onen acharav. You know, this is a typical mistake that happens at Siddurim. Everybody says the halal together. It's a mistake. One person should be designated at the table to be the shliach tzibur of the Seder at this point. And lead in halal, the same way halal is led in shul. One says hodu, the others respond. The gadol yachol liten lekatan rishus. You know, if the gadol of the table wants to give it to one of the grandchildren to lead the halal, they can. Can they give it to a woman to lead? I'm not getting into that. Who knows? But halal should be said responsively. To fulfill halal, it has to be said responsively. Whoever is the head of the household who proclaimed Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol is considered generous, and the generous person is supposed to lead the benching. So the head of the household should dafka lead the benching on Pesach night. Azoy zok derama for all this. Let's go back now. Look in the Mishnah Berurah.
Should the benching be like the halal?
Should the benching
be like the halal? One person bench and the others.
That's a whole separate sugya. There's a whole separate discussion. The real way zimun is. When you have a zimun, the way it's instituted from the Gemara, and if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the zimun is that one person says, the person who's mezamein is the only one who says benching out loud, and everyone else listens carefully and answers amen. So comes along the Acharonim, the Mishnah Berurah, and says, we collectively all have ADD, and we live in a generation, the Chafetz Chaim already says, or even earlier than the Chafetz Chaim, they said, we don't have the ability to make it through all benching, listening to someone else. So we bench along with the mezamein. The idea that the person leads the Zimun just says the first paragraph and stops is not a fulfillment of a Zimun. If you ever bench with Rav Shecht, you'll see he says the entire thing out loud. Or if you lead benching while Rav Shecht is there, you'll see he says every word with you. That's the real way Zimun is. The real way, if you look at the Rambam, you know, those students of Rabbi Chait. Rabbi Chait in Far Rockaway, his yeshiva. So students of Rabbi Chait, who sometimes do things in unusual fashion, they paskin like the Rambam hardcore. They don't accept this Mishnah Berurah. So Rabbi Pilachowski, who used to be one of our teen rabbi, if you ever were invited to his house for a meal, you'd see the way he did benching in his house, a student of Rabbi Chait. The person leading the Zima was the only one who benched. Everyone else sat quietly and just answered Amen as they made it through. Again, we paskin that we don't have the kavana to do that. So we bench along. But the idea that the mezamein would bench quietly to themselves, everyone's quietly to themselves, is not a fulfillment of the berov am that you're seeking to achieve with the concept of zimun. So that's not a din and seder night. That's true for every time you bench. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, the bottom line on page 1. Even if you're benching all alone, you do it ala kos. I'm on the next page, the top of the Mishnah Berurah on top page 2. Even those who say in general that benching does not require a cup, it's the Gemara we just read. Really, you're fulfilling a different mitzvah arba kosos. You might as well connect it with benching, but it's not intrinsically connected with benching. What happens if you didn't bench that way? So he says, you say the third cup, and you drink the third cup as the third cup, and you yotze the third cup. Because really, the third cup was a din and dalet kosos, not a din and benching. So if you forgot to do it with benching, you're okay, you're good to go. V'lo yishtayayin, sifkot and hay in the Mishnah Berurah. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Shema yishtakir, v'yishem v'lo yigmor zahalal. Right, the Rashbam said maybe you'll get drunk. Mishnah Berurah goes even further. What happens when you get drunk? You look in any good Pesach Seder and you'll see members of the family strewn all over the couch, taking a nap, I just need a minute, I'm just taking a break, passed out on the table. You drink too much, you're going to pass out. Oh, here we have now a fourth reason. The Rashbam had said, you're going to get drunk. Tosfa said, you're going to be vatal the tam matzah. Rav Asher Weiss said, philosophically, you can't break up geula from lakachtem. And now the Mishnah Berurah has a fourth reason, because if you drink additionally between the third and fourth cups, you're going to look like Baal Tosef, you're adding cups. So you can't drink Chamar Medina between the third and fourth cup. Let's say you're parched, you're thirsty at the end of the meal. The corned beef that was served was salty, so you're parched now at the end of the meal. So you're thirsty. So you could drink water between the third and fourth. After benching, you could drink water. But until the fourth cup, you can't drink anything than water. Because if you drink Chamar Medina, you're going to have not only in something which intoxicates, a beer or schnapps or l'chaim, but even orange juice or soda, which might be Chamar Medina, then you might violate that fourth reason, which is Baal Tosef. It looks like you're adding on to the cups. Okay. Good. Let's now go to Reb Chaim, page 4. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Whose grandson passed away this week. Reb Meir Soloveitchik, who was the son of the Brisker Rav, the youngest son of the Brisker Rav, passed away in Yerushalayim this week.
The one who has
great Talmud Chacham, the Brisk, Rosh Shiva Brisk. So, if you want to just, in context, Reb Chaim didn't live 250 years ago. His grandson, he was much the youngest, by far, passed away this week. So Reb Chaim, this is in his stencil, the Chidushei HaGrach, Simon Lamentes. So this is on Bedin Arba Kosas BePesach. What was the Gemara's conclusion? Rava says to Rav Chana, no, you're wrong. It's not, don't prove from here you have to bench on a kos. The reason you're having this kos is because Arba Kosos Tikni Rabbanon. The Rabbanon established that you have to drink 4 cups. Why? What were the 2 words the Gemara used? Why do you have to drink 4 cups? Derech? Cheres. Derech Cheres. So Reb Chaim, the Gevaldik of Reb Chaim, is going on that. Says Reb Chaim, let's go through this piece. Not too long. If you drink wine, chai. What's yayin chai?
Undiluted.
Undiluted and unfermented and not wine. Urashi shem yidei yayin yatsa, sheshasa dalikos, yidei cheres lo yatsa. Klomar ainza mitzvah shlema. It's not a, what does it mean that you're yotze yayin but you're not yotze cheres? Means that you drunk dalet kosos, but you didn't drink them derech eres. It's not the mitzvah b'shlemusa. What did the Gemara there mean? That if you drink yayin chai, yidei yayin yatsa, yidei cheres lo yatsa. So Rashi there explains, it means you're yotze dalet kosos, but you're not yotze the symbolism, the goal, the achievement, the kiyum of what dalet kosos was. Tuba Gemara shasam b'basachas. What if you gulp it down in one swallow? Yidei yayin yatsa, yidei dalet kosos lo yatsa. And Barashpam Sham Ideyayin Yatza Mishum Simchas Yantov. Yide Dalit Kosos Loyatza. Vikulan Khashub and Kosrisham Aloyosir. Vitzarch Lishdos Od Gimel Kosos Al Seder. So if you drank 4 cups in succession in one gulp, says the Rashpam, that all counts as 1 cup. Yideyayin Yatza means we have a mitzvah of Simchas Yantov, ain't Simcha Eliyayin. So you're Yotze the mitzvah of Simcha. But the mitzvah of Dalit Kosos, you're only Yotze the first kos. So it's a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. How do you understand Yideyayin Yatza, Yidey Cheres Lo Yatza? According to Rashi, Yideyayin Yatza means you were Yotze Dalet Kosos, you just didn't fulfill the Yidey Cheres. Whereas according to the Rashbam, in the case of Basachas, you drank all 4 cups as one. So Yideyayin Yatza means Simchas Yantav, but Yidey Cheres Lo Yatza means you weren't fulfilling Arba Kosos. Omnam Barif Rambam Mavur Girsa Cheres. Here's how the Rambam writes it. Dalet kosos elu tzarech limzo gosim kedei shtia shtia areva akol lefi ayayin lefi das hashosa. The 4 cups have to be poured all according to the subjectivity of the individual. V'lo yivchos me'arbasa me'revias yayin chai. You need a revias of the undiluted wine, then further diluted to get to the measure. Shasa dalet kosos elu me'yayin she'enu mazo yati yidei dalet kosos v'lo yati yidei cheros. If you drank 4 cups from such wine, your yotze the dalet kosos benachiris. Shasa dalet kosos mezugim bebasachas yidei cheres yotze yidei dalet kosos lo yotze. Interesting, the opposite. If you right, different than the way the Rashbam had it. The Rambam says if you drink 4 cups as one, your yotze cheres, you're not yotze dalet kosos. Vimshasa mikol kos mehen rubo yotze. But if you drink in succession 4 cups rov of each kos, then you're our yotzes.
It looks like it's a measured cheres.
Correct. I guess in this scenario, forget the bray, you made one bray per gavan before, and you technically drank 4 cups. There's a mitzvah of dalet kosos, you drank 4 kosos. It's a technicality that the Chazal said, once we establish 4 cups, we'll divide them on significant sections of the Seder. But let's say a person has no time, there's a doctor who's called to an emergency surgery in the hospital, between Shkia and Alos HaShachar, he has 2 minutes. He says, I'm going to eat a kazayis and matzah, and I'm going to down 4 cups, and no, that's the best I could do. Yeah.
That's after the surgery. Not one brother. Yeah.
No, he doesn't have time. He's going to say one brother. You don't say brother per guffins.
He's not going to do any haggadah.
I'm saying, whatever. In this scenario, you're banging out 4 so in a row.
Does it mean that's a measured chayrus?
Oh, so let's see. Omnam tzarech beer, kevin, because of the yatzi de dalet kosos, Right? What's the question? You should all be jumping up and down on the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you drink all four cups from Yayin Shein Mazug, you're Yotzei Dalet Kosos, you're not Yotzei Yideh Cheirus. What do you mean? Isn't the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos Cheirus? How could you differentiate? How could you divide? How could you separate out Dalet Kosos from Cheirus? Isn't the whole reason you're drinking Dalet Kosos is Cheirus? What does the Rambam mean that you could be Yotzei Dalet Kosos but not Yotzei Cheirus? That's Reb Chaim's question on the Rambam. Everyone follow? Good. V'nire, dine kalocha, b'chol dor v'dor chayvad on the rest of atma, ki lo atma yotza atma yishibu mitzrayim. We know that in every generation a person has to see themselves as if they currently left Egypt. V'leficha kisho adam soid b'layla, zetzarech lecho v'lishtos. So if it's true that we are reliving the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so now we eat and drink like kings, who mesav derech cheres, and you recline derech cheres. V'cholecha be'echa chayv lishtos b'layla zedal kosos. Adkan. That's the Rambam. U'mavur midvar v'zikr chiyuv adar b'kosos, einu mishim demitzah sipur hu alayayin. Rak hu chiyuv miyuchad mishim derech cheres. So for the Rambam, matzah is lechem oni. You need to say the Haggadah on matzah. If you recall, when we studied Rabbi Gamliel, we saw Machlokas. Is it that you need to say the Haggadah on matzah? Or is it it's not matzah unless you said the Haggadah on it? Two ways of viewing lechem oni. Lechem she'onam alav dvarim harbe. Is that a din in Haggadah? Without Rabbi Gamliel or Koliot, if you didn't say these things, lo yotza yidei chovaso. What was yidei chovaso? Is it that you weren't yotza yidei chova Haggadah? Because Haggadah without matzah is incomplete. Or lo yotza yidei chovaso, you're not yotza yidei matzah, because matzah without Haggadah is incomplete. Which is the emphasis? So you might have thought that just like matzah is to be said with the Haggadah, so the purpose of Dalet Kosos is to say the Haggadah on the Dalet Kosos. But it's not the case. Raku chiyav miyuchad mishim din cheres. It doesn't have anything to do with the Haggadah. It is a exhibiting cheres. U'mekor l'dvar v'pirkin, and the evidence is from our perek, our Mishnah. Mazgulo kos gimel mevarech amizono. With Gemara, Amar Reb Chanan to Rav, Shmami in a birchas of mazon to a kos. Amar Dalet Kosos tikkun rabbanon derech cheres kochav echad nave be mitzvah. So Avla la Gemara la Meimar bepshitas. No, kan ikar achiyav mishum din Dalet Kosos. V'lo mishum the birchas of mazon to a kos. Umidahosiv hach derech cheres Shmami not the zeu ikar hamachayev. For actually ish od din to tikkun ala seder achak obracha kochav echad nave be mitzvah. Umizehu dahutzi Rambam dechiyuv Dalet Kosos mishum derech cheres. V'yesh din mesuyim b'shtiyazu tzarech davki yayin mazal k'day sh'tiyah sh'tiyah areva k'mavur b'rambam. So Reb Chaim is proving from our Gemara. Why the Gemara? The Gemara could have left out those two words. Reb Chanan says, you see from our Mishnah that you bench ala kos, that benching always requires a kos. To which Rava looks at me and says, no. Arba kasei tiknu rabbanan. Our rabbis established four cups, so this third cup is part of the Dalet Kosos, has nothing to do with benching. Why did Rava include Arba Kosos Tikne Rabbanon Derech Cheres? Because what the Gemara was telling us, what Rava was telling us, says Reb Chaim, is that the Dalet Kosos is not a din in Haggadah or Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim or Birchas HaMazon. It's an altogether separate new din in something called Derech Cheres, exhibiting freedom. Exhibiting freedom. V'zo Perish HaGemara. T'shasam b'bas achas yidei cheres yatza, yidei Dalet Kosos lo yatza. T'ikr chiyuv de Dalet Kosos mishum derech cheres yatza. Ava chasal okiyim adin shetzarech l'shtosam al seder shetiknu. And now that's what he's explaining on the Rambam. Reb Chaim asked on the Rambam, how could the Rambam say that if you drink wine she'ena mazug that's undiluted, you're yotzei Dalet Kosos, you're not yotzei cheres. If you drink Dalet Kosos in succession, you're Yotzei Cheres, you're not Yotzei Dalet Kosos. How could it be Yotzei Cheres without Dalet Kosos? What's Cheres without Dalet Kosos? So says Reb Chaim, this is what he means. You're Yotzei Cheres in that you've exhibited freedom. You're not Yotzei Dalet Kosos in the way Chazal said to divide them over the four parts of the Haggadah. That's what Dalet Kosos means. It doesn't mean the quantity of Kosos. Dalet Kosos is a euphemism for Kiddush, Hallel, Benching, Gula. The four kosos, the way we spread them on the Haggadah. If you drank all four in the beginning of them, you said, you know what? I want to be efficient. I keep pouring and that. I'm just going to drink four, line up four cups for everybody. Nice. We'll make a bari pregafen. Boom, 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 boom. Four shots. Move on to the Haggadah. You want to be efficient. Said the Rambam, yidei cheres yatza, yidei Kol Dalet Kosas Lo Yatzah. We asked on the Rambam, how could you have Chayrus without Dalet Kosas? That's what the Rav Chaim is explaining based on our Gemara. Chayrus is the kiyum of drinking the wine. You're exhibiting freedom. But Dal Kosos, which is spreading it out over the Haggadah, Lo Yatza, if you do it all in the beginning. Omnam Tzarech Yiyan, but says Rav Chaim, I still have a question. Adayin Hadda Shasam Chai, the Yatzi Dik Dal Kosos, but Lo Yatzi Dik Chayrus, but Kevin Dikar Amachuyu Vidar Chayrus, Kevin Dik Chayrus Lo Yatza, Mazakama, Dik Dal Kosos Yatza. So we understood how you could be Yotze Chayrus without being Yotze Dal Kosos. When you drink them four in a row. But we said the opposite. If you drink undiluted wine, you're Yotze Dalet Kosos, but you're not Yotze Dalet Cheres. How could you be Yotze Dalet Kosos without Cheres? The Nira Dine Betosos Kosov, the Dalet Kosos Yachol Echad Lahotzi Kamo Kiddush Hayom. The Hiksha Agon Reb Chaim, the Mai Dimyon Uzeh. Tohasim, the Yain Enol Shem Shetzorach Bracha Lakos. Lechak Shapir Yachol Lahotzi. The Dalet Kosos. The Etzem Mashtiyah Yechiyav. We talked about this with the Tosfos earlier in Avet Pesachim, that Kiddush, does everybody have to make their own Kiddush? Is Kiddush Seder night like all Kiddush? Or does the fact that the Kiddush of Seder night also has a din of Dalet Kosos means that you shouldn't be Yotze Berovam? Should one person make Kiddush for everyone Seder night? Or should everyone say Kiddush alone? Is it like a normal Kiddush that Berovam? Or because you have the component of Dalet Kosos, each person needs to say it for themselves. So that's what Reb Chaim is saying. That, you can't compare it to a regular Kiddush. Because here, the Dalet Kosos, drinking it, is the Chiyuv. In other words, if I hear you Yotzei Kiddush on Friday night, I don't have to drink the wine. I fulfilled Kiddush if you made Kiddush and drank from it. I don't have to. I am more connected to the Kiddush if I drink as well. But I don't have to drink. Whereas on Seder night, I do have to drink. Because Kiddush is not just Kiddush. It's the first of the Dalet Kosos. So I have to drink it as well. So the drinking of the Kos, for the Rambam, even the first one, is not just drinking Kiddush, it's drinking Derech Cheres. Matzino Odpul Derashi Vitosos Mlom Lugma Varama Mavor the Sarak Shtias Rubo. How much do you have to drink of the first cup? Is Mlom Lugma of a cheekful enough? Or do you have to drink a rove? The Nirad Lo Tamayu Azle Titosos Enami Din Bracha Alakos Imkain Ain Sarakhela Tima Kamo Bako Mokom Vasagi Mlom Lugmav. Tosos sees the first cup really as Kiddush. So therefore, you only have to drink a Mlom Lugmav. But the Ramam sees the first cup as the first fulfillment of Derech Cheres. So for the Rambam, the technicality of drinking you've done, but the Derech Cheres of the Dalet Kosos, the technicality of drinking you've done, but an unpleasant, unsweet wine, an undiluted wine, you can't call that Derech Cheres. So the Rambam, Reb Chaim says, for the Rambam, based on our Gemara, separates out these two components. Tzvei dinim, arba kosei tiknu rabbanan, Derech Cheres. You have two dinim. You have a din of arba kosos, which speaks to the quantity of what you drink, and you have a din of Derech Cheres, which speaks to the quality, the manner in which you drink. And they could be separated out so much so, that you could be, based on the Rambam, you could be Yotze one without another. If you drink the four cups in succession, you've been Yotze Yidei Cheres, you haven't been Yotze Yidei Dalet Kosos, because you didn't spread them out over the Haggadah in the places they were meant to be. If you drink unpleasant, unsweetened, undiluted wine, Yidei Dalet Kosos Yotze, you drink the four cups in the right place, but Yidei Cheres Lo Yotze. Because you didn't exhibit the freedom of drinking a pleasant wine. So all based on our Gemara, Reb Chaim says, there are two components to the Dalet Kosos. The Dalet Kosos are meant to be, not just the quantity, but they're meant to be consumed Derech Cheres.
That means...
So most poskim, Reb Moshe has a tshuva where he says that grape juice is not wine, and only a person who's really sick, who's unable to digest wine, can drink grape juice. Rav Asher Weiss, who's not shy to have his opinions, Rav Asher Weiss in the Tshuvas Minchas Asher, holds that grape juice has the din of wine. when he ate at my house when he was here. It's like the fifth time he's done this to me, my visits to Israel when he was here. But so I invited him to make Kiddush, and I said, is the Rav Makbid to make Kiddush on wine? The Rambam holds that Kiddush on Shabbos, you should make Davka with Yayin that's not Mavushal. So Shitas Rambam, that you make Kiddush on wine which is not Mavushal.
Friday night.
So I asked Rav Asher Weiss, is he Makbid to use wine which is not Mavushal? So he said, I said something, do you want grape juice? And he said, yeah, grape juice is fine. And I said, the Rav's not Makbid on wine's not Mavushal? He said, you don't know the Tshuva in Minchas Asher? Grape juice is wine. I said, okay. Then a few weeks later, we had Rav Shechta for Shabbos, and I invited Rav Shechta to make Kiddush, and I said, is Rebbe, I started to pour grape juice, and he said, do you possibly have some wine? I'd like to make Kiddush on wine. I said, Rebbe doesn't hold of the tshuva in the Minchas Asher? He said, I'm not familiar with the tshuva in the Minchas Asher, but we paskin that grape juice is not wine. So Rav Asher Weiss, you can certainly rely on Rav Asher Weiss, but Rav Asher Weiss is, I think, a Das Yachid, if not a Das Yachid, a minority opinion. He says grape juice has the status of wine. We say you can rely on grape juice if you can't bear wine. Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation that has fine wines, and that also has many very low alcohol wines, which would, the Kulei Alma would have the status halachically of wine, not grape juice, but have a little alcohol, so we can still bear it for the Seder. Yes, Jonathan. To say it together, yeah? Sing it out loud together. That seems to be the proper way. Yes?
Every Shabbos on Yom Tov we make Kiddush. So why do we know that the first choice on, say, the night is the Kiddush? Maybe we should Taka have five.
Well, the Mishnah told us. That was the Mishnah earlier in our Pesachim. That Kiddush is the first of the Dalet Kosos. That's how they were... Tiknu Rabbanon. That's how they were Misakein. A Kos on Kiddush, a Kos on Hallel, a Kos on Benching, a Kos on Geula. That's the Din Dalet Kosos. There's a second Din called Cheres. But the Din of Dalet Kosos is the Tzura, the format of how they formatted it. The Din of Cheres is the manner in which you do it. And from the Rambam, you can have one without the other.
The
Cheres
is Seba.
The Cheres, Haseba is a different Din. You have to drink Beheseba. I would say Haseba is also a sign of Cheres. Haseba is also a level of Cheres. Correct. Haseba is not a Din of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, although some try to recline, even, you know, maybe they just want to be comfortable. Yes?
Getting back to Matzah Lechem Oni.
Yeah.
Why does Rabban Gamliel bring from Matzah in Agada the Pasuk of Gula? Matzah, it has nothing to do with the Shibud.
Matzah is a Shana Ochlin. You say Hashem Mai.
Yeah.
It's a machlokas. Is matzah lechem oni, or is matzah?
I think it's both. Is
lechem oni lechem she'onu l'davar m'haybei, or lechem aniyim? There's two ways of understanding lechem oni. There's two dinim in matzah. There's geula and shibud in matzah itself. On the one hand, matzah is the bread of affliction. The poor man eats a cracker that lasts and so on, doesn't have time for the dough to rise. On the other hand, matzah is the way the food that we tell the story over, because now we're free in Geula. I wanted to share with you, I see we only have a few minutes left, we barely got in the Gemara, I wanted to do a lot more. I'll share with you two interesting shailas on the Chashuk Echemet. Turn to page 7. Chashuk Echemet is Rav Zilberstein, Yitzchak Zilberstein, the son-in-law of Rav Elyoshev, a brother-in-law of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Yibodo L'chaim Tovim V'aruchim. So Rav Zilberstein is Chashuk Echemet has the following interesting question. What if a couple got married within 7 days of Pesach? Now, Seder night, I've never heard of this. I've never been to us. How do you do? How do you incorporate Sheva Brachas into the Seder? How do you incorporate Sheva Brachas? You came close, Charm. But how do you incorporate? What? Oh, yeah? So let's see what the Chashuk Echemet says. Sheila. Kasher Yesheva Brachas Belel HaSeder Ketzer Yenhagu B'Koshel Sheva Brachas. Right? We know that the Kos of Sheva Brachas, this too is interesting. If you recall, we saw earlier in the parak, we saw two dinim in Tosfos, Machlokas Rashbam and Tosfos, Machlokas Machaber Ramah, Svardim Ashkenazim. Do you use two cups or one cup under the chuppah? Two cups or one cup when you do Sheva Brachas on benching. Svardim use one cup. Remember, we talked about Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. When we spoke about the sugya of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, we don't bundle mitzvos together. So can you say benching and Sheva Brachas on one cup? Are you bundling mitzvahs together? Tosfos says, and Rama passing is like this, we don't bundle mitzvahs together, so we use two separate cups. Whereas the Svarim Paskin, that Mechaber Paskin, says, no, you can use one cup. Why? Because they say it's not bundling two separate mitzvos. Why are you making Sheva Brachos? Because you had bread and you benched. So one is Machayev the other. It's all one mitzvah. So what do you do here now? What do you do here now when you have Dalad Kosos, and if you have another Kos of Sheva Brachos, it's going to be a fifth Kos. You can't add on to the Kosos. How do you say Sheva Brachos? Haritzarach Lakachas Kos Nosav the Birchas Sheva Brachos Nosav Al Kos Shal Birchas Amazon Iyash Shalavar Birchas Amazon Vegam Sheva Brachos Hakos Echad Sheinosam Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos At least according to Ashkenazim Lakachas Od Kos Over Sheva Brachos Yesh Brach Shash Shener Kemosav Al Kosos. So what do you do? What do you do? So says Rav Zilberstein, there are kamashitos, there are many opinions. Hadarke Moshe, that's the Ramah's commentary on the tour. Darke Moshe, kosov shivarach birchas amazon al kos shelo, v'sheva brachos al kos shel chasen. You bench on one cup, and the chasen, you use the chasen's cup to pass around to be the kos of sheva brachos. Okay, that's the Ramah. The Chida, Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai, levarach akol al kos echad, gam lenoag in tamad levarach al beis kosos. Even though normally Ashkenazim use two cups, you can rely on the Sfardim here to use one cup to avoid the problem of looking like you have an extra cup. Third, Das HaBirchus Mayim. I don't know who that is, quoted by the Kaf HaChaim. Echad HaMasub Ben Yivarach Birchus HaMazon HaKoso V'achar Kach Yivarach Echad HaMasub Ben HaKoso Sheva Baruchus V'achar Kach Yivarach HaMazamen HaKos Bari Pri HaGafen V'yum B'Pischit Shuvah Ashtama Dishtamet HaKol Elu HaGdolum Dibra HaDarchi Moshe V'ad HaNachin HaKdinen V'yum B'Stei Chemet Shekosu D'Lolema Dibra HaDarchi Moshe. Fine, that's the third opinion. Is one says all benching on their coast, another says all the Sheva Brachas on their coast. The person who benched, you go back to for the Bir Priya Gafen, and you mix the two cups, and now you got it all worked out without having to add a fifth cup. Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emden. Sheivarach Ashtei Kosos, V'yishmar Kos Sheva Brachas, the Kos Ravi. You make the bracha over both cups. You drink the Bari Priya Gafen on the third cup. And then the fourth cup no one drinks from, you wait to use it for your fourth cup. So the Yaivetz asks on the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, how does your opinion work? That one person benches on their cup, and Sheva Brachos is set on the cup of the Chasen. You still have a problem with those mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Because now the cup of the Chasen is serving both as his third cup of Dalad Kosos and as the cup of Sheva Brachos. How did you help? That's still the problem of Einos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, he wonders. V'teiru tzeigris Moshe, shemidin kos labirchas amazon, hayasagi gamba lo pesach b'kos shal mavarach levado. So Rav Moshe says, and this works perfectly with our sugya, with the Gemara we just learned. Rav Chanan said, you see, you have to bench alakos. Rav said, no you don't. You have to have a third cup. And then once you have to have a third cup, they tried to put each of the cups with a mitzvah. So they put it with the mitzvah of benching. So says Rav Moshe, for the chasen, the third cup is not going with the mitzvah of benching, it's going with the Sheva Brachos. It's not chavilos chavilos. For the chasen, it's not going on both Sheva Brachos and Dalad Kosos. Both Sheva Brachos and Birchas HaMazon. You've just transferred the mitzvah. It's going on Sheva Brachos instead of Birchas HaMazon. It's a beautiful defense of the Ramah by Rav Moshe against the Yaivetz based on our sugya. Fantastic, huh? It's geschmack. Uvesefer Soveyas Machos, Hosef, the mikosa chasam shavirchu alav sheva brachos, yishte raka chasam kedin koshlishi, ein lakala v'chol masumin lito amaz mishiari kosa chasam mazamin, kevin shtima sa chasam makala masumin ein ala bitzvah lachatchila, v'kan yesh locha shlishi shtia ben kosa gimel dal. Good, so now we figured out how to get around chavilos chavilos. But how do we get around? If the chasam drinks the third cup as his cup, he's good to go. But if the kala is both going to drink from her cup as the third cup, and now from his cup as part of Sheva Brachos, now she's done what? She's interrupted between the third and the fourth cup. And you're not allowed to interrupt between the third and the fourth cup for the four reasons that we saw. So therefore he says, in an unusual way, it's a Sheva Brachos where only the Chasim drinks, or I guess you could say only the Kala drinks, but they can't both drink, otherwise one of them would be violating, interrupting between the third and the fourth cup.
Rabbi,
So we've heard such a thing by Shalashudas, for instance, at Sheva Brochas, that you could be Yotze without drinking.
What do you mean?
When you have Shalashudas.
Yeah.
And then, so there's one.
You don't say the bar prayer gofen. Oh, for Sheva Brochas, you mean?
Yeah.
Sheva Brochas at Shalashudas?
Right, right. So they have such a thing that at Sheva Brochas, that for the Sheva Brochas part, you don't drink.
Because it's after Shkia?
Yeah. So
right.
Some drink after Abdullah, whatever, but there is.
No, no, you drink. You drink. The question is, who drinks? Is the person leading the benching, or is it the chassan and kala? Otherwise, the bracha levatala bari pir gafen. Someone has to drink, even after shkia.
He finishes up by saying the chassan pours a little bit from his.
Then he has
into
another.
Their cups.
Yeah.
So they're at least toying.
Correct. He has a solution. Yeah, yeah. But I shared this with you because it's a fascinating shaila, though it doesn't come up often. But it incorporates our whole sugya of the fact that dalet kosos are lav davka on benching. But they're dalet kosos, which you associate with a mitzvah. So maybe you could transfer which mitzvah you're associating with. That's how Moshe defends the darche. Moshe, what do you do? He has one more shaila here. You can look at it on your own. We're out of time. He says, what if you bring a yoledes to the... A woman is in labor. You bring her to the hospital. And now you want to go home. And you've already digested all the food. So you no longer have a chiyuv to bench. How do you drink the third cup? If the third cup is on benching, but you no longer can bench because you ran out during the meal because she went into labor. And you can only bench when you still are satisfied from the food you ate. Once you've digested it and you're full, once you've digested it rather, and you're hungry again, you can't bench. Well, if you're not going to bench, how are you going to the third cup? That's what Rav Zilberstein deals with over here. All right, we will...
Somebody else? Can he be yotze with somebody else? Listening to somebody else?
Well, yeah, listening to bench to somebody else, and then you make the baruch on the third cup by yourself. All right, we will resume after Pesach. Have a chag kosher.